Hey, Ricky. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was just like, what in the world just happened?
Yeah, I forgot to turn off the recording for the voice verification. It's only supposed to be 2 minutes long, and I let it overrun. So it does that. It times out on you. Okay. So this one, the initial invoice. There should be a link in there. It'll say click here.
Yeah, I clicked on it.
There you go. So you see the outline of the agreement there?
Well, it says services.
Services. It should say terms of experience at the top.
Terms of experience. Yeah, it does, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's it. So as you scroll down through this, it's going to have all the products and features. It's going to ask you if it's okay for us to send you text messages in regards to your account moving forward. There's a little box there. You don't actually check that box, but you just want to verify that the phone number is accurate. And then it'll go over like the pricing structures, the billing date, the cancellation policy. There's another box that you do have to check to authorize that you're the holder and the signer of the credit card and all the information is complete and accurate that you've provided. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign your first, middle, and last name as it appears. And then once you sign off on this, it will auto-forward a hard copy of this to your email. So you'll get another email once you sign off on it, and that'll be for your record. So that way we have it on file and you have it on file that it's just $299 for Platinum Package and all of its contents indefinitely.
When I sign this thing, does it come back to you?
Yeah, it'll tell me if the signature came through. You want me to check it?
Hold on.
Okay.
And I need to check this box saying I'm the authorized holder or signer of the credit card. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you want to check that box and then sign the bottom, or basically just type out your name.
And I don't need to check this other box where my number is at?
No, you leave that one unchecked. The only time you check that is if you want to opt out of text messages. So if you check that, it's going to tell me to not send you text, to only call and email you.
I got you. So it said, what is my username and password?
Right. So during your client interview tomorrow, or at the end of your client interview, I should say, between 10 and 11, they're going to send you an email with the username and password. You could change it to whatever you like, but that's going to allow you to log into your tracking system. And there'll also be a YouTube video there. It's about 7 minutes long that'll show you how to use your tracking system. So if you guys want to be able to log into that day by day, you can see the results of what we're doing for you. Also, if you miss calls that come from the leads here, you'll be able to go into that pipeline there and actually call them back, see what keywords they looked up, and they'll have their zip code so you know what area they're calling from. So that's going to be a useful tool. I mean, at the end of the month, if you're like, hey, John, what did you guys do for us? You know, I'll be able to log in there and show you everything.
Yeah.
Okay. But that'll be at the end of your client interview, so they'll send you those login credentials.
So I typed my name and sent it back.
Yeah, I got it. It says that it's confirmed here on our end. And then we have the copy. And then you're going to receive a email again shortly with another copy of that's actually signed.
Okay.
But that concludes our initial sign-up process. So, you know, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. You made a really good decision today.
Oh, this has Local Splash terms of experience. This is what my package is.
Yeah, that's going to have all the products and features in there. So that's everything that's in our Platinum package. It's just written out, basically.
Okay. So where's the part about the internet, the website over here?
The website would be under the website. Or excuse me, hold on. Let me pull it up. Sorry, I exited out of it. Landing page,
yeah, there it is.
Mm-hmm. We will create a mobile-friendly, fully optimized, and conversion-driven landing page to increase your online presence. You can opt out of this feature if you wish. So, again, I made the website optional to you, but we're going to obviously purchase the URL, start working on it right away. So you'll have the onboarding interview. We'll do all the content, the SEO content creation. So you'll sit down with the specialist. That's part of the client interview as well. We'll develop your splash page website. There's a lead contact form that's going to be implemented there so people can fill out that form and become a lead to you. And then we have lead monitoring as well. So you'll get notifications when leads come in, if they fill it out that way. Obviously, we want most people to just call you directly, but some people might just fill out that form and ask you to get back to them when you're free, and you know, we'll let you know when you get those.
So to send the pictures, what email do I send them back to you?
Oh, so that one, if you go to your text messages,
yep.
It's photos@localsplash.com. So I sent it to you by itself earlier.
Oh, yeah, I see it right in the middle. Yep.
Yeah, save that one. And then there's also a text in there. It says, hi, this is John. That's my direct number and extension. So that phone number is attached to every, like, email that you're getting. It's just that 877 number. That's customer service. But if you want to call me directly, you hit 544. And I'm here from 10 a.m. Up until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday.
Where are y'all located at?
We're located in California. We're right next to Google. We're a Google partner company.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're in Newport Beach, California, so we're in Southern California.
How's the weather?
Today, good, but it's kind of bipolar. It's actually, for compared to Georgia, it's really good. It's really nice. It's sunny. This time of the year, it's really weird. Like, we had 75 degrees yesterday, and it's winter time, so it's like we can really feel the global warming happening. But right now, it's about 62 degrees and sunny right now.
We're 5 days into the new year, and we've had every season already in Georgia.
Yeah. One of my best friends, he moved out there recently, actually. He's only been back. He's originally from there, but he just moved back. Let me see exactly where he is. Barrett. There we go.
He's in Georgia?
Yep. Yeah, he's in Georgia. He's at, I don't know if he's close to you, though. No, he's in Blairsville.
Oh, that ain't bad. That's about an hour and a half.
Yeah, he's over in Blairsville.
They're probably going to be... They just got some snow and stuff a couple days ago.
Yeah, he's one of those bodybuilders, so he's out there in the gym, and you could see in the photos that he's been posting, it's got some snow in the background. Everybody's wearing beanies and jackets.
They're supposed to get some more snow tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, he told me it's a lot different, but he likes it better out there. People in California are, to each his own. If you're one of those guys like me, I just kind of mind my own P's and Q's. But if I start getting into politics with these people, it get ugly real fast because they got their head on backwards.
Yeah.
It's just different. I was raised by a good old boy. My grandfather was a...
California's a blue state.
Yeah, exactly. That tells you a lot, too. Yeah.
You don't need to say no more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what Barrett says all the time. He's like, at least in Georgia, people got their head on right, but he does miss the weather a little bit out here. So.
Right.
Yeah, there's pros and cons everywhere, I guess. But, I was going to say, thank you for signing up. I know you said you're not really fond of getting talked into these situations and you feel like you're kind of a stubborn person to sell, but you made a really good decision today. This is going to really change the way your business is. I'm not saying you've had a bad business because obviously your reputation is amazing, but you're going to see some real changes throughout 2022 and the amount of customers you get and the type of customers that you get. So I think you made a really good choice, and I think ultimately this is going to wind up saving you money because I have a feeling a couple months down the line, if you see, the volume that we're bringing to the table for you and you compare that to what you're spending on a home advisor lead gen in order to get similar volume, I should be saving you money but also generating you a higher return on investment at the same time for your marketing dollars. Yeah. So,
is there some way that you can put on our locally family-owned business?
Yeah, absolutely. I can have that listed on the website as well, and I can put that on your Google My Business page as well. Family owned and operated?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let me go ahead and do that now.
I know a lot of people like the smaller companies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially out in Georgia, that's more what they're looking for is, somebody that's going to actually sit down, talk to them, get their concerns handled, get them taken care of rather than somebody that's just in and out. you know, I think I would rather go with a family-owned and operated company, too, in your kind of industry. I know you guys are less likely to do something shady to me because you have more to lose. And, you know, those big corporations, they'll come out there and tell you something's broken on your HVAC that's not. They'll write you up for $500, and then they're out of there, and it only took them 30 minutes, and all they had to do is, you know, rewire something. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's an industry that we have to be very thorough about the people that we put up there, you know.
I go to people's houses on just about a daily basis where I hear that same story.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly why I was willing to offer you a lower rate. You get what I'm saying? Is I'd rather have a quality guy up there that maybe we're making less off of you, but I'd rather have a quality guy up there that's going to take care of people than to have some large company that's willing to pay full price, and then they're just kind of bending people over, and I'm over here trying to dispute bad reviews every other day. You know, it just creates a headache on our end. So having a good person there makes it easier for us, and it'll make it easier for you. That's why I didn't really have a problem dropping the price. I feel like this will work out and be a long-term solution.
Yeah. You know? Well, we'll see. Hopefully.
Hey, I'm not a dummy. Okay, I went to school and they put me here for a reason. So I have a good feeling about it. So thank you. You know, if you need anything or you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'm still accessible to you. Same thing for the missus. If she's having any issues sending over photos, you guys want to change your hours later on in the summertime, you know, feel free to give me a call. I'd love to hear from you guys and see how everything's going.
Yeah. So one more thing. Was you, like, the review part of my Angie Lead, were you able to see that?
I saw some reviews that we found on HomeAdvisor and Angie's, but I'm not in that department. There's a separate department that will help in creating the qualified candidates list, and they're actually the ones who would have looked over your reviews. So they would have looked into your reviews online, like, way before you ever got to me.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know because I didn't know how y'all... I just wasn't sure how y'all knew that I had outstanding reviews on there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They can, anything that's submitted online about your business, we're going to have access to. We're a Google partner, and then Google, obviously, HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, any directories are going to be also using Google. So we get access to their platforms also. So that might have been it. You know, they give you a quality score, and quality score is based on reviews, length of time in business, the things that they could find online, and that's where they decide, hey, maybe this guy will be a good fit or this guy won't. You know, so the qualified candidates list is just the people that they feel qualify, which you made it on there, and then my rep, Jesse, that you spoke with in the beginning, will do the initial point of contact, and then if it's something that you're actually interested in, you'll come over to a supervisor like myself, and then we're the only ones that are allowed to do the transactions and, you know, are over a recorded line, adjust pricing, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a process. You had to qualify for it. So I wouldn't say, you know, in hindsight, you know, you might not use HomeAdvisor, you know, a lot moving forward. But, you know, if you didn't do that, then you might not even got the opportunity to put yourself on Google. So, you know, it might have cost you a lot of money. It might have took up a lot of time. But, you know, hindsight is 2020 now, so you're a top recommended option in your area, and that should take care of
the
marketing.
So you have to be qualified to do this, what I'm doing?
Yes, you have to qualify for first page placement. We don't just throw anybody up there.
And what's the what's the qualifications that you have to qualify or what you have to meet to be there?
Yeah, so it's length of time in business, any and all reviews that you've accumulated, and passing any background screenings that were submitted for online advertising. So that way they know you're a trusted contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to just put a guy up there that's just like, you know, completely unlicensed or just started his business yesterday and he's willing to pay you $500 to be up there, you know, but it's just going to shoot us in the foot. You know, the second he messes up, it's all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to have the people with the right stuff in place and have a track record where you know they're getting things done the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why people keep using Google, is because of our vetting process. The fact that they do that makes it so that when people go on Google, they find what they're looking for right away, a trusted guy, a quality guy right away, and so they keep using Google. If you're able to fix your HVAC by just going on Google, typing in HVAC contractor, and the guy's out there within the hour, you know, why would you go to Yahoo? Why would you go to Bing? you know? And that's basically why Google is the most dominant search engine, is because they've gone through that vetting process and making sure people are getting what they're looking for right away, and a quality service and at that.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with you. I know this will be a long-term marketing solution. I'm going to let you get back to the rest of your day, but if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, give me a shout. Remember, we're going to send you a text message tomorrow morning around 9 o'clock just to confirm that's still a good client interview time between 10 and 11.
And what will this client interview be consisting of?
Yeah, the client interview is exactly what it sounds like. It's an interview. So we're going to ask you questions about all the services you provide. Make sure that we're not listing you for anything that you don't provide. That way you're getting qualified leads. We're not having people call you that are wasting your time. We're also going to go over like the service area, and then we're going to pick your brain on what you envision for your .com website.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So it's just about setting up and customizing the campaign, making sure that it's awesome. Your liking.
So I can add stuff to it, like dryer vents and stuff like that?
Yeah. You have 15 different keywords that we list you for at a time. The keywords are interchangeable, too. So you might run some this month. You might run heating this month more and focus on the heating aspect. And then as the weather starts coming in, you might want to switch out your keywords to be engineered more towards the cooling and not just all heating and HVAC. So, you know, we'll start out with these ones. They'll have recommendations ready for you, too, based off the traffic that's been happening in the area. But you have final say on everything that you're listed for and any of those changes moving forward.
Okay.
All right. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow between 10 and 11 for your client interview.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Ricky. Have a great day.
You too.